Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ann Vandersteel, and welcome to the Zelenko Report, where truth and God are taking down the tyranny that we are facing right now in our time. Today, we want to recognize and thank our nation's veterans for all their service and sacrifice, for which we are still standing on their incredible shoulders, and we are fighting like hell to defend the freedom that they so bravely provided 250 years ago and continuing on through today. Also, Trump goes on offense against Florida's beloved Ron DeSantis. What is up with that? Well, we're going to break that down for you. Also joining us in the first half of the hour, Dr. Eric Naputi, under fire for prescribing natural vitamins during COVID. What gives on that? Only the federal government knows, apparently. And for the second half of the show, James Grundwig, the host of Unrestricted Truths. He's going to be dropping truth bomb after truth bomb, and he holds nothing back. We are live exclusively on Brighteon Television with replays at 9 p.m. on our Rumble, Cloud Hub, and Getter channel, and uploads across Red Voice Media, Frank Speech TV, and many other platforms. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The older we get, the less IGF is produced by our body naturally. IGF is a substance that's naturally found in your body. Just like these guys that go to the gym, work out, play professional sports, use creatine, which is naturally found in the body. They supplement protein, which is naturally found in the body. Other multivitamins that you take every day, just like that, you supplement the IGF in your body. You can do that at keystolife.shop. This is the stuff that makes men men again. All right, you spray it in your mouth a couple times a day, boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system, which naturally you lose over time. Go do the research on your own. Keys, the number two, life.shop. Again, keystolife.shop. Great deals over there, by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should. It's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel at any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gain. I'm speaking from personal experience. Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peter sent you when you go to keys2life.shop.
I love watching Uncensored Truth on Brighteon TV.
Hey, I'm General Mike Flynn. I just want to encourage everybody out there to go to Brighteon TV. Brighteon is awesome. It's unapologetic. It's all about the truth. They have a great group of hosts, and their cast and their team is wonderful. Get out there and watch Brighteon TV. It is where you're going to discover the truth.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200-plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
And welcome back. We want to first off thank our sponsors at Z-Stack Life. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack has been instrumental in providing immune support for everybody. Go to ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code FOUNDATION, which not only supports this show, but again, you're supporting your immune system. And of course, a great night's sleep is equally important when you're trying to provide strong immune support. Head on over to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code FOUNDATION there as well. And get a double header, by the way, for total immune support, Z-Stack and a good night's sleep. And if you want an even better night's sleep, protect your wealth. Don't let it be taken when the dollar goes down. And it is, folks, it is slowly eroding, actually more quickly now. They're hastening the death in the war of central banks. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Use those folks over there. They will give you a great consultation. They're one of the least expensive options when buying gold and silver, with only 8% on the buy side, zero on the transaction when you sell. So I caution you to compare them to other people that are really quite expensive when you get into gold and silver. These guys are phenomenal. They're good Christians, and I have been with them since 2017. Okay, the storm is coming. There is a big storm of brewing, and President Trump is throwing some bombs out there right now. And this is the tweet, or truth, I should say, from President Trump's truth page. But he has now fired back against Ron DeSantis. Holy cow, what is going on here? Trump firing back against the great darling of South Florida, Florida that turned the entire state red. I mean, Ron DeSantis actually carried Miami-Dade County. What is going on here? Well, take a look at what President Trump put out as a statement from the Save America group. This says, News Corp, which is Fox, The Wall Street Journal, and no longer the great New York Post, bring back coal, is all in for Governor Ron DeSanctimonious, an average Republican governor with great public relations who didn't have to close up his state, but did, unlike other Republican governors whose overall numbers for Republican were just average, middle of the pack, including COVID, and who has advantage of sunshine, where people from badly run states up north would go no matter where the governor was, just like I did. And now, on a second part of this rant by President Trump, Ron DeSanctimonious is playing games. The fake news asks him if he's going to run if President Trump runs, and he says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. I'm looking into the future. I'm not looking into the future. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the right answer. President Trump, I would agree. He should have said, no, I'm going to be a two-term governor, just like Kerry Lake has been echoing. But I digress. Let me continue. This is just like 2015 and 2016, a media assault, collusion when Fox News fought me to the end until I won, and then they couldn't have been nicer or more supportive. The Wall Street Journal loved low-energy Jeb Bush and a succession of other people as they rapidly disappeared from sight, finally falling in line with me after I easily knocked them out one by one. We're exactly in the same position now. They will keep coming after us, MAGA, but ultimately we will win. Put America first, make America great again. Well, I can tell you this much. President Trump is on a terror, and if you start to follow his Truth Social page, you'll see there is a very interesting retruth that he did. Take a look at this from Ultra MAGA Dervish. He says, Trump masterfully started this fake, quotes, fight with Ron DeSantis to reveal the deep state rhino scum and their puppets. Brilliant move. Now we see who is truly for the people and who is for the D.C. swamp. Trump 2024, MAGA. Well, is it a fake fight or is President Trump really calling attention to something that we need to see? Do we need to look under the hood more carefully at Ron DeSantis? I will tell you this, as a Floridian and as somebody who values my medical freedom, my body sovereignty, I do know that a bill was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, which while it prevents the state from putting needles in our arms for medical emergencies, it doesn't stop the judges who can rule accordingly. So we need to have that addressed, and that needs to be addressed in short order because that is very, very worrisome. But also some of the funding where Ron DeSantis gets some of his money. He's also heavily backed right now by Jeb Bush and others in the RNC. So pay close attention. Continuing in the same Save America theme, President Trump put this out here about CNN. He says if CNN were smart, they'd open up a conservative network, only have me on, and it would be most successful network in history. Fox only made it because of me. Twitter only made it because of me. And even Facebook is now in the tubes, having lost almost $90 billion in value since I was taken off, which was considered one of the biggest mistakes in business over the last 2 years. Because with Trump goes tens of millions of people who believe in MAGA, who want to make America great again and put America first. Well, he doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. He's on a terror calling out yet another person who I was deeply troubled by, Glenn Youngkin. That's right, the governor of Virginia, somebody who went and spoke at the World Economic Forum in January of last year. He says this, Youngkin. Now, that's an interesting take. Sounds Chinese, doesn't it? In Virginia, couldn't have won without me. I endorsed him, did a very big Trump rally for him telephonically, got MAGA to vote for him, or he couldn't have come close to winning. But he knows that and admits it, besides having a hard time with the Dems in Virginia. But he'll get it done. Well, look again under the hood. Follow the money. Youngkin definitely has ties with China, and it's all about the money. Okay, speaking of money, the United States military, they are lockstep with the CDC and, of course, Big Pharma to put those horrible poisonous death shots in the arms of our men and women in the military. They've actually created a secret digital tool to swiftly deny COVID vaccine mandate exemption forms. That's right. The leaders of the America's Armed Forces are breaking the law by patently denying service members' requests for an exemption from the mandatory Wu flu vaccination, despite being required by law to evaluate each and every exemption request on an individual basis. The United States military, under the direction of the DOD, that for-profit agency, the Pentagon, is using computer programs called Religious Accommodation Appeal Generator, or RAG, to strike down nearly 99% of the automatically 99% of the mandate exemption requests automatically, with no human assessment. Zero. What does that tell you how they think about our men and women who have put their lives on the line to die for our freedom? This is an atrocity, but it is being addressed. The folks at Liberty Counsel have a heck of a lawsuit going on right now. And the Coast Guard is actually the bellwether on all of this. Well, to talk about bellwethers and where we're going with COVID and some of the people who have been unmercifully attacked by big government, we're bringing on next Dr. Eric Napudi. Take a listen to this. The Kansas City Star puts this article out earlier this year saying the federal government is now ordering a chiropractor and a radio show host to stop making claims that his vitamins are actually more effective than COVID-19's vaccine, or the Missouri man, as they say, must pay up. Well, according to this March 4th filing by the Federal Trade Commission, chiropractor Eric Napudi has been violating an order requiring him to cease advertising his vitamin D and zinc supplements falsely. He says the vitamins can treat and prevent coronavirus more effectively than vaccines. While Dr. Napudi does own and sells the Wellness Warrior vitamins, he was sued in April of 2021 for disseminating what they say is misinformation and exploiting fear during the pandemic. The mask and everything, don't even get me started. These people are insane. Well, to talk about it right here, right now, we're bringing in Dr. Eric Napudi. Dr. Napudi, welcome to the Zelenko Report, and thank you for giving us some time today to uncover and reveal what's truly happening with this ridiculous lawsuit you found yourself in the middle of.
And thank you, for being a light in the darkness. I love and appreciate what you do. And you're right, it's crazy. It's crazy where we're at. I mean, who would have thought that the federal government would sue just the son of a pig farmer from central Missouri for, by the way, $500 billion for telling people to take vitamin D, zinc, and everything else during COVID? You can't even believe it. When you hear the story, people say, no, it can't be true. But yes, the federal government accused me of violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act, and now they're suing me for $500 billion, Ann.
Well, you know what? Then throw my name on the list, too, and sue me for the other $500 billion, because I'm out here promoting Z-Stack vitamins as well from Dr. Zelenko. I mean, we're all in this together, and we know God has given us the supplements that we needed right here on this beautiful green planet that he gave us and that we're supposed to be custodians over. But these Satanists running the federal government right now think otherwise. So, Dr. Napudi, I have one question for you, because the article quoted you as having said this. You told some federal officials during your radio show that here's a big old up your nose with a rubber hose federal government. What did you mean by that?
So I read one of the latest reports that shows that if you have adequate levels of vitamin D in your body above a 50, they actually found that you have a less of a chance of getting infected with COVID-19 and dying of COVID-19. I just read another medical article, one of 180, by the way, that we've given to the federal government, showing them substantiation behind what we were saying. And what's crazy about all of this is that this is not about science. It's a political witch hunt. I mean, listen, literally, after we showed the federal government over 180 medical journal articles that substantiate what we're talking about on vitamin D alone, and another 80 on zinc, and a bunch of other articles about overall health and wellness, and the fact that now it's common knowledge in the mainstream that these shots weren't even tested to see if they would stop the spread of transmission. Right. When are you guys going to get... You know, when are you going to get off this? And here's the federal government's response. This is your taxpayers' dollars, what they said to me. They said, look, we chose to go after Dr. Napudi as the first doctor in the COVID Consumer Protection Act. We are not putting our sword away until there's blood on it. And the reality of it is this. If they can do this to me, they can do this to anybody. And it's absolutely disgusting how vilifying that they treat people. And the federal government went to all my banks, got my banks to shut me down. Six banks shut me down because the federal government told them to. They went to Facebook and social media and shut all my accounts down because the federal government told them to, literally cutting down 75% of my income that I was doing for the last 20 years. They literally went to the board, the professional regulating board, the medical board in Missouri. The federal government went to them and said, go after Dr. Napudi. I defended my license successfully 5 times over these erroneous claims. They also went, and just like that paper, they went to the Associated Press without even approaching me first and telling me that there might have been a problem, which is the normal steps. They went right to the DOJ and filed a $500 billion lawsuit against me for recommending vitamins, minerals, and supplements, and it's disgusting.
You know what's so crazy about the whole thing is that they covered up that hydroxychloroquine when Dr. Zelenko brought it to their attention back in March of 2020 when he wrote a letter to President Trump, who read it at a coronavirus press rally, as we called them back in the day when he was doing the presser updates every day at 5:30 with Burks and Fauci and what other criminals would stand next to him, because of course they're all glory hounds. But he called attention to hydroxychloroquine. Eric, you and I both know that that was studied by Fauci at the NIH in 2003 and proven efficacious. It treated coronaviruses en masse very quickly and made them go bye-bye. But Fauci lied that day in the podium. So is there any surprise to you now that they're making an example of you, like they tried to with Dr. Zelenko, like they tried to with everybody else that's spoken out to try and scare people? I mean, are you going to back down from this tyranny?
First of all, I'm not surprised. Second of all, I'm not scared of a bunch of little snitches in D.C. that are worried about their future, and they have no testicular fortitude to stand up for Americans when we've been through the worst 2.5-3 years of our entire lifetime. It's disgusting to me. And by the way, about Tony Fauci, Tony Fauci has publicly said that he takes vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. And he also publicly told people he recommends it to folks. By the way, our federal government has no clue what they're talking about with this. And the Department of Defense recommends vitamin D, zinc, and C in their DOD COVID-19 recovery program and treatment protocol. It's literally in there. And when I showed that to the DOJ,
I'll post a little technical difficulty, Eric. It wouldn't surprise me if that was a targeted hack just to remind you that they're still after you. So we were talking about the efficacy that the DOD talks about. They actually prescribe what, C and D? What do they prescribe for the military that the DOJ was like, oops?
So we showed the DOJ that the Department of Defense actually recommends in their own protocol vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C to make sure they're at adequate levels to minimize severity of infections, just like Tony Fauci, just like all of them. They have no idea what they're really talking about. This is a witch hunt, Ann, and that's all that it is. And again, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep standing because, you know, like you said, are you going to back down? Look, I could have ran away from this 2 years ago. My parents raised me with the responsibility that if you have the ability to do something, you have the responsibility to do it. And when COVID hit the world, and by the way, when Boris Johnson said he's going to give away vitamin D to all of the most victimized and severe weakened people of his country, we said, why don't we do the same thing here? I went to our governor here and said, hey, can we get some COVID money to subsidize some vitamins? And they said, no, we can't do that. So I did it on my own. I gave away for free 2 million bottles of vitamin D and zinc to people all across the country. And still, the federal government has come after us because their statement is, we drew our sword against Dr. Napudi, and we're not going to put it away until we have blood in it.
Gosh, Eric, first of all, thank you for being so incredibly generous and looking after humanity with, you know, giving away 2 million bottles of vitamins and supplements to help combat COVID. Bravo. That is absolutely tremendous. So thank you very much for that. I had no idea you did that, Eric. That's incredible. Number two, you know, the people who lied about COVID-19 are the very same people who are lying about the elections right now and trying to steal them. So it's the same evil people. It's not a lot of them, but there's enough to be annoying. And they have the power of the purse, the federal government, OPM, other people's money, our money, the taxpayer money. That's who they're using. They're using our money, and they're weaponizing their agencies against we the people for the ultimate power and control grab and depopulation agenda. And of course, anybody dare speak out against the narrative. And you have a megaphone. You own radio stations. You have reach. You know, you're very popular out there, so they don't like you. But you know what? We love you, and we want to support you. So you're in this fight. You just said before we lost you on technical difficulties, you've actually sold property to help fund this lawsuit for $500 billion they're suing you over for selling vitamin D and C to combat COVID. Tell us about this, how we can support you, because I know my audience would love to, you know, send you some money to help support this lawsuit that you're in.
Well, Ann, listen, I've been on my own since I was a 15-year-old kid. I've never asked anybody for anything. In fact, I've given away almost $1.5 million to other groups in this fight over the last 2 years, and I've never asked for help. But I'll tell you, God was dealing with me a while ago, and he said, Eric, I'm not going to waste your stress. I'm not going to waste your time, but I'm also not going to waste a miracle on you if you make this about you. And I didn't think I was. I didn't think I was making it about me. But I wasn't telling the people what was happening. And so I said, all right, God, I'm going to let go and let God. And God says, you got to let people help you. And as soon as I did it, I've been blown away. I had somebody put a website together for me. And the website is fightwitheric.com. You can go to fightwitheric.com and learn more about this ridiculous battle and this fight. Look, here's what I'm telling you. It's going to cost me another $3 million. I've already spent $3.5 million out of my own pocket. Like you said, I've sold property, sold vehicles, sold a business so I can afford this. It's not like I'm taking people's money and going buying houses, cars, or luxury things. I'm literally in this to win this, Ann. So if people can help by doing two things. Number one, I need prayer more than anything. Pray for me and pray for strength and pray for my family because it's been tough. And number two, I need ammunition. And I need ammunition in the form of money, whether it's $5, $10. I had somebody stroke a check for $100,000, which was so needed because I had a $300,000 bill this month for my healthcare cost, for our legal fees. I'm not backing down, and I will win. We will win. God will win, and he will provide as long as I don't run out of ammunition. So go to our site. Go to fightwitheric.com, and if it's on your heart to help us, please help. We need the support now more than ever.
Well, I can only tell you that you've got my support. I'll be contributing, and I'll be making sure to support this on social media because, frankly, when somebody spends their time and their dime to help people through COVID, through a manufactured bioweapon crisis, this was not a naturally occurring virus. This is something they spliced, and they created the bioweapon, and then they started injecting it in people's arms, and now we know what's in these injections, and it's really quite horrific. We've done shows with Karen Kingston on it, so I'm not going to go rehash that now. So, Eric Napudi, you have our support here at the Zelenko Report and at the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. We absolutely support the work you're doing. God bless you. This is unbelievable. But again, it's almost laughable at this point. It's like all the Dominion lawsuits out there against Lindell and Sidney Powell and other folks, Joe Altman. Now that I've, you know, exposed Dominion, I expect to be named in something as well because these people are weak. That's all they have is lawfare. Eric Napudi, you rock. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Ann. I love and appreciate you more than you know. Keep up the great work, sister.
Thank you so much. All right, coming up next, this is a gentleman you're not going to want to miss either, another real fighter, a big voice out there in media with American Media Periscope. He's got a great show called Unrestricted Truths. Coming up next after the break, James Grunwig. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss James.
Russia, Ukraine, Biden, Pelosi, Brazil, Israel, elections and protests. The world is kind of have the disinformation war unraveling on the deep state. And the crimes against humanity are going to be exposed. And what's happening right now, literally right now, is Iran has raised a red flag on one of its domes. And that's a warning for revenge against Israel and a few other countries, including Saudi Arabia. So they're on high alert. in the Mideast. Switzerland is calling for all of its countrymen to come out of Kiev, Ukraine, not just Ukraine, but Kiev specifically, because I guess Russia's targeting that city next. So there's a lot going on in the world.
For your support of this platform, use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Just continues to get more and more maddening, more and more frustrating, which ignites the flame of the fire for this show to continue to fight. And Christopher Key is doing the same thing. This organization, Vaccine Police, I am proud to continue to support them, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything as he's in the face of these hospital administrators that are killing your community members, your friends, your family, your relatives, in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, in the face of the, you know what he's doing? He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up that otherwise would have no idea that these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. That information that Karen Kingston just brought us, that's the type of stuff that Christopher Key is sharing with the world. Please go support this organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look at the video documentation of everything this guy is doing. It's amazing. I applaud his efforts. He's a modern day hero. There will be a statue of Christopher Key somewhere when this whole thing is over and we win this war. Please support that organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
And welcome back for the second half of this explosive Thursday edition here on the Zelenko Report. Up next, a man after my own heart, because he doesn't let anything stop what's coming out of his mouth. He throws down every single day on his show, Unrestricted Truth. He's got great guests. He's a brilliant, brilliant commentator. But, you know, he's somebody who I'd like to get to know better and make him more in my friend circle, because we live close to each other. And frankly, why not? You know, we've been through the hurricane together, so that basically makes you family. Welcoming here for the first time on the Zelenko Report, James Grundvig.
Thank you, Ann. Pleasure to be here today.
I'm so glad you're here, because you do make some haymakers out there, my friend. I love listening to your sort of diatribes and commentaries when you open your show, because it is so succinct. And you are very clear, and you don't mince words, which is something that we need more of today, as opposed to the superfluous, you know, panty waste of conversation that actually accomplishes nothing and just and talks in circles. And we.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com.
After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these. So,
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Capital punishment shows the world the true story of January 6, 2021. The event was years in the making, and the threat to the survival of America as we know it has never been greater. Not only is this film a must-see, but it's already one of the most censored films of all time. Just visit hisglory.tv today to get your copy. Capital Punishment, everything they told you was a lie.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Put needles in our arms. If a judge decides there's a medical emergency, they can force vaccinate you. And that's the sort of the sneaky little thing that Ron DeSantis signed into legislation that's problematic. You know, the state can't do it, but the judges can. So we all know how corrupt those judges are. So anyway, I digress. Let's move away from Florida. Let's talk about Nevada, because right now this is the battle for the Senate. It looks like the House has definitely gone our way. We're safe there. But, you know, I'm sort of have mixed emotions right now about battling too hard for the Senate for a couple of reasons. One, if we don't win it, obviously we're kind of in a stalemate. So we're just going to be status quo for the next 2 years, which stinks. We can't really do much. But if we do win it, then the pressure is on us to try and remove the two scoundrels sitting at the top, Biden and Harris. But it's the methodology in which we can do it. And what is that going to impact our nation? So let's talk about the Speaker Trump plan, James, because I know you know Ivan Raiklin. He's been promoting this plan. It's been widely received. What is Speaker Trump plan to you, and how effective do you think it will be?
Well, let's talk about the Senate races for a second, right?
Okay.
Because it's getting delayed, right? We're not going to know until December. December 6th is the run-up between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Then
right.
We got the slow walk, the slow counting, deliberately by Katie Hobbs herself, who's overseeing her own election in darkness, right?
Nothing wrong there.
Oh, nothing wrong, right? And they got Ryder trucks blocking, and they put up barricades. It looks more like a jail cell than it does a courthouse, right? So zero transparency there. So that includes her fight against Carrie Lake, and it includes Blake Masters. And so that's another problem. And Nevada's another problem. So you this is too close to call. 49-48, you need 51. Need a majority. It's not there yet. So it's very problematic, like you said. Going to Congress, yes, I feel a lot better. It's 209 to 191. You need 218 majority. We're going to get there. We'll win that. So if President Trump becomes Speaker of the House through the U.S. Constitution, which what, you know, Ivan went through a bunch of steps. He's amazing. He actually mapped this out like a Green Beret that he is, right? You plan, and as a construction management, you get a 30% plan, then you get a 60% plan, then a 90%, then you get a 100% plan, and then from there you start a construction project, and you have change of management through, right? You always figure things out. So Ivan didn't figure this out in a day, right? Not even a weekend, right? It's been over a year or plus. He educated himself on everything about the U.S. Constitution, and everything he says is legal. Is it the sergeant of arms in one of the houses, right? He asked me who the sergeant of arms could be. Well, with Trump being a speaker, I said, well, why would it be General Flynn, of course, because we're at the Clay Clark / General Flynn reawakened tour. And Ivan Raiklin went back to me and said, James, you're a billion percent right. That is the way to go. So could you imagine the two people who've been persecuted the most by the federal government, General Flynn, President Trump, now getting their revenge publicly in early next year? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, James, I'm excited about the idea. I hope we can pull it off. I hope we can appoint President Trump as Speaker of the House, because constitutionally speaking, you don't need to be a member of the House to be the Speaker. They can appoint him based on popularity. So you put him in the Trump card there as the Speaker, and you appoint Mike Flynn, General Flynn, as the Senate pro tempore. So the president of the Senate pro tempore, and he's leader over there. Each of those gentlemen, Trump and Pence, get to pick their own sergeant at arms, which means you're going to remove the festering scab of corruption that's covering up what happened on J6, which allows those two sergeant at arms to actually go and investigate what happened on January 6th, which will, of course, expose Pelosi's hand. So not only is Pelosi removed, which she knows she is, but now she is going to be exposed for the what actually happened on J6, the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, the coordination with the FBI and the pipe bomb and the cover-up of that, the distraction, the Capitol Police, all of it is all going to come out. And there is one more person that's quite a, that is of interest, and it's it has to do with inside the Capitol Police, somebody who may or may not be a friend, but leaning more towards the I want to get the truth out category. So if you actually get these individuals in a room, I think there's a lot we can learn. And then, of course, President Trump, well, where will he go? Right to Truth Social. And he is not afraid to wield that arm. So do you think there's an opportunity for this plan to actually get executed?
Yeah, I actually do. And not only J6, right? Is that the first order of business or the 2020 election interference, domestic and foreign? Is that the first order of business? Mm-hmm. I don't know which one would be first, but they're both would be explored immediately, right?
I think it's simultaneously, because why not use the 12th Amendment to send the electoral colleges back to the states and go, let's reevaluate what happened based on all the evidence that we've amassed for the past 2 years.
Correct.
And voluminous amounts of evidence. It's ridiculous amounts of evidence that it's been overlooked and just ignored and obfuscated for the past 2 years, which is what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to slow roll the Warnock-Herschel Walker race so that they can actually get away from the runoff. They're trying to actually steal enough votes to get Warnock out of the runoff category right now. This is what they're trying to do, and they're hoping they have this weekend to do it. We've got to fight like hell, James. How do you propose we fight like hell to stop this kind of shenanigans?
Lawsuits, in my opinion, and exposure. You have to expose all the fraud, right? I mean, this is the only way it's going to happen. The problem with lawsuits, like you said, is what judge is going to look at it. If it's a corrupt judge, it's not really going to matter. So this is part of the problem. But we have to expose all of it, and everything has to be done legally. And so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of this in Georgia going to be fought in the courts. It's not going to end on December 6th, in my opinion.
We'll see. Of course, 2020 still hasn't ended, and I feel like America has dug their heels in, as evidenced by the long lines at the polls on Tuesday. Well, another interesting phenomenon, because we always seem to have phenomena during these elections. Washoe County in Nevada, the lights went out last night. Now, Washoe County actually has cameras set up, and so they have, quotes, transparency, but apparently their cameras went off and the lights went out. I shouldn't say the cameras went off. The lights went out, so nothing could be seen by camera shortly after the poll workers left the office. To what do you make of that?
Well, it's an obvious ploy again, right? It's a smokescreen or Trojan horse. It's all of this has been pre-planned, calculated, right? You know, Katie Hobbs is going to do exactly what she did: take all the ballots down in the dungeon and slow walk it, right? I mean, what's amazing about Arizona? We'll get back to Nevada in a second. What's amazing about Arizona? They have, like, their population is like 1/5 or 1/10 of states that have 99% ballot counts. And as of yesterday, Arizona had 66%. They weren't even at 3/4. They're at 2/3. So you know the corruption is in big time in Arizona. Same thing in Nevada, right? The best way is cover darkness. So these cameras are just regular cameras. And like you said, at nighttime, they're not going to work. They're not military grade infrared cameras that can see what's going on. So again, these operations were happening in the dark. And even though the U.S. National Guard got involved in 14 states, including Arizona, they were really more for a cyber response. But that might be too late on a new vector of theft.
You know what that
new vector is?
Go.
Chris Chersky, I met him at the Election Integrity Conference with Juan O'Savin 2 weeks ago in Orlando, Florida. Chris Chersky is a software investor. He discovered a brand new vector. The brand new vector is identity theft. His website is the-peoples-audit.org. And he says, if you think 2,000 mules is bad, you know, having 30 or 50 or 100,000 ballots stuffed and signed and all that nonsense, he says the identity theft is 10 times worse. You could do the fraud by millions, and you only need a month out to do this. And basically, it's taking a bunch of people who voted in the past, not necessarily this term, right, this election, But in the past, they steal their signature from past ballots. They store them in a server somewhere. And then they make up fictitious addresses with streets that don't exist, roads and stuff like that, in certain counties. And then they took all those people's names, they put them in the new addresses, and you're basically double voting these people. And then right before the election, what happens? They take all those people on the fake addresses, they put them back on their original addresses, and those other addresses just go away.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing that this new vector has come out, and you know, you talk about millions of votes can be changed in a month. So if the cyber response team for the National Guard came out on Saturday before the election, sorry, you guys are too late. You should have started 45 days ago.
And what's the name of this website again?
It's the-peoples-audit.org. And I met Chris Jersky, and he was on my show on Tuesday, and I got an education on this new vector.
Because this sounds remotely similar to Bobby Payton. He's been talking about this exact scenario, but I don't think he wasn't able to prove it. He just said, this is how I believe they're doing it. So I guess maybe Chris Jersky heard Bobby and went and actually did the technical research to find out exactly how they were doing it. Bobby proved a lot of this.
But he's only done it for Florida. He has not done it for any other states. But you figure it's going to happen in all the states. It has to.
Yep.
Right? Against this socialist Marxist machine we're fighting, right? Trying to take over a country. So you know it's being done. He's talking anywhere from 2 to 3 million votes or even more are being flipped this way.
Oh, yeah.
Complete votes.
Well, the fraud goes on. I want to talk about why this is so important for these demons that they steal our elections, James. I mean, I know you've done a lot of reporting on this. There's a new Substack out called Farm, F-A-R-M, like our friends over at this CIA. So Farm, if you go to farm.substack.com, the gentleman or lady that writes for this Substack put a post out, part one, of called The Precipitous Drop in Standard of Living Just on the Horizon. And there's a pretty salacious piece in this article that when I spoke to Heather before we went live on the show, I said, Heather, I know I want to put this up, but you're going to have to clean it up for me. So she has cleaned up this actual graphic that's inside the article. And he says, what I can definitively point to is the fact that everybody F's up when it comes to finances, especially at the federal level. And throughout this article, James, he ties together, you name the alphabet agency, all of them, and how they are corruptly, not only is it a RICO crime around this country, but around the world, working with other agencies to basically thieve all of us. I mean, rob everybody in the entire world blindly so that the elite, the cabal, if you will, because they're not elite, they're scumbags, so these folks can thrive. If you were running the show, what's the first agency you would go after to stop the madness?
Well, I'd go after low-hanging fruit. CDC is a low-hanging fruit, especially with COVID. I'd go after them, and then you work your way into FDA, NIH, and HHS. You then start a parallel operation. You go to the Department of Justice, FBI, and CIA. You basically begin in the intel agencies this way and health agencies that way, because the health agencies are the ones that are trying to murder us, right, and destroy us, right, and bankrupt us, and put us on the big mother teat of health government, right, where we're completely controlled, right? We go financially broke, so it's another way of tax. We're chronically sick thanks to Big Pharma, thanks to vaccines, and we have to go over here and to get help, whether it's a big hospital, big medicine, whatever. That is a broken carousel that we're, you know, conveyor belt we're on. We're stuck on this. We're the hamsters over here. We have to stop that to get healthier. Intel agencies as well, though.
Well, the surveillance state, along with the medical industrial complex, along with all the other big agencies out there, the indoctrination complex, because they can't even call it education anymore. It's all the same. They all have the same end. But what I find interesting right now is that Goldman Sachs is actually sounding the alarm for the Federal Reserve. They're seeing this as a zero-sum game at this point, with the Federal Reserve being pushed into higher interest rates to try and stop inflation. But, you know, there's folks out there say as much as these rates are going up like this, they're going to equally fall as fast on the other side. What say you in terms of economic prediction, and where's the safe harbor for people like us?
Well, it's pretty crystal clear to me. So last 3 months before October, so you're talking about July, August, September, inflation has surged 8.2 to 8.5%, three consecutive months, most in 40 years going back to 1982. October was 7.7%. But let's understand this for the audience. The CPI, core inflation, excludes food, which is about going at 40% a month. It's a much more expensive, right? And it excludes oil and gas and energy. All right, so maybe the gas price is artificially low because Biden, you know, removed some federal tax or whatever, but the reality is it costs more to heat your house. It costs more to cool your house wherever you live in the country, right? And you're getting a cold snap now with some blizzards in the northern part of the country. So you're going to see this. So there is going to be hell to pay in all of this. But I think the biggest thing where kind of everyone's overlooking this week of fraudulent election is what? The diesel shortages in at least seven states, and apparently they're 2 or 3 weeks away. And yes, I interviewed Major Jeffrey Prather, former SOCOM intelligence officer. He has a show on American Media Periscope, so I'll disclose that, right, to Prather Brief. But Jeffrey said those diesel shortages are real. He's done his intelligence, his networks. They're absolutely real. They're only 2 or 3 weeks away. And so if the military white hats don't make a move in the next few weeks, right, if we're all focused on the runoffs, we're going to have food riots in some parts of the country because diesel delivers food. And right. By the way, diesel delivers gasoline to the gas stations. So without diesel, nothing's going to happen.
That's right. Now,
towns and cities will grind to a halt, and we should not overlook that.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that Americans have overlooked for the past 50 years. We became fat, dumb, and happy. We've taken our hands off the wheel. We've abandoned our civic duty, which is fundamental to the running of a republic. And I think people are waking up to the fact that we need to be engaged. And like General Flynn says, local action has national impact. James Grundvig, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and your great show to come here and spend a little time kibitzing with me. I'd love to have you back on sometime.
Thank you very much, Ann Vandersteel. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right, folks, that's the end of today. Sorry for the technical difficulties. These things happened. The white hats are battling it out. The black hats are effectively, they win sometimes on the internet, but we are not discouraged. Want to remind everybody, we have a big gala coming up. Charlie Kirk will be our keynote speaker on March 11th. It's going to be a medical freedom and information conference. We've got incredible speakers, including Mel Kay. So for those of you that love our Mel Kay, she's beloved. She will be there as well as some other significant doctors. And we culminate with a gala in the evening. Join us. Go to zfreedomfoundation.com and get your tickets. Till then, I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.